Blog Talk Radio.
This is breaking news. I interrupt these airwaves to bring you a breaking vision. This time I'm not bringing you a story, but a vision. And ladies and gentlemen, you know the people perish without a vision. So I had to come on to talk to you today about this vision that I had. And we're going to be discussing things that pertain to African Americans because we are about the business of addressing our own problems and shutting the door and going into the closet to find solutions for our ever-plaguing problems. And that's what we're on these airways to do today. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. I say to my old friends, keep your head up, keep your spirit up. We are not perishing. We will get over the greenhouse because we're going to be discussing who are that lost people. And who is the people that we set a table for that we're waiting for? Could we be already introduced to that people? And could we already know who that lost sheep is? And why are we searching so seriously in the churches, looking up to the heavens and everywhere, but looking in within? Why are we looking for a homeland to plant our feet on? And what happened to that group of African Americans that journeyed over to another land and that looked for their homeland in Israel? And did they find it there? And are they settled in? And shouldn't we have a news report on just how those African Americans are faring over in Israel? And are we looking to the wrong place and in the wrong direction for our deliverance? And could we, ladies and gentlemen, oh, by chance, could we, perhaps, could we be that lost sheep that we've been looking for? And could we be the one? I ask you today, African American women and men alike, is you the one? And if we are that black Jew, that lost sheep, then we may be headed in the wrong direction, looking for our homeland. Now, we have not been introduced to the Torah within our churches. Most black persons wouldn't know what you were talking about if you mentioned the Old Testament and the Torah. But should we be breaking bread and going into the Torah to find solutions for our all-time problems today, for our moral issues and our integrity issues, for our character issues? Should we be using that Torah alongside of that mutilated book called the Bible? And preachers, I invite you in today because we want to talk to you today about why you're not using the Torah in the African-American churches. And would it serve any good if truly the black Jews. Do you know this, preacher? If so, you need to speak up and tell your people. Because something tells me in the vision that I had last night that we might just be those lost people that we've been looking for, that we've set a table for, and that we are waiting to come back. We've been waiting in vain. Something told me in the spirit to break the news and interrupt these airwaves to speak to you about who that lost sheep really is. And has someone stolen our birthright, or have we been too ignorant to really find out that we have a birthright that we forfeit? And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, should we be headed back towards Africa or Israel? Should we be taking those tours to the Holy Land, looking towards the land that was we were to inhabit? If so, we're headed down the wrong direction, Dorothy. You need to click your heels 3 times and turn around and go back. Reexamine the whole situation. Are you the black Jewish people? Are you the black Jewish people? Now, there are many forms of Jews, and we're not going to be able to get into all those Eurocentric Jews, other Jews from other places, circumcised Jews, and then black Jews. But we are going to talk about what our life could be like if we found our homeland. We're in search of some land, people. And believe it or not, the Africans over in Africa have lost contact with who they are, and they're not authentic anymore. And we found that when we got to Africa, we've embraced a different type of people, not the ones that we've been told about nor that we've been looking for. We might have to change our geography and reroute our map to a different direction. We'll see in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to put your thinking caps on, lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. This session has been set aside for those intellects who would like to come and break bread today and talk with me on a discussion that is urgently, urgently needed, because we're in search of a plan and we need a guideline, and Bibles and Torah do become guidelines. Should we be using the Torah within our churches up against the mutilated King James Version, New Testament? Should we be using the Torah, and are there secrets and solutions that would better us as a people if we were using the Torah? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get your thinking caps on, and I want you to come in here kicking and rolling, because it's on. The chat rooms are now open for those of you who would like to. Welcome back, family. A little change in our normal itinerary. We will not be doing libation today because we came on a little late, and we want to get right into our topic. We want everyone to come in and rest up, and those preachers, Jewish rabbis, and those Afrocentristics, those Pan-Africans, come right in and have a seat, because this involves all of the men and women of cloth. We have some thinking to do, or shall I say, rethinking to do. Now, I'm sitting here in my humble home with a vision that I was plagued with, and I was told to bring this session to you about the vision that I had. Now, for many weeks, I've been discussing with other affluential men and women of the cloth about what about Israel. And it came to me in a vision that Israel ought to be considered. And here's my case in point. Because as you look at the Torah, and within the cognoscence of the Torah, there is directions for leading one's life and a lifestyle for how one is to live their life. If anybody would be willing to be honest today, they would back me up on this 100%. I would say that I've read the Bible through and through, and as a woman of the cloth, I've gone through studies, extensive studies, and actually gained credentials in the area of theology. I am no better off for it, I will say. Those allegorical stories could have fit any people, and a lot of those stories about how Jesus loved me, I already knew that. But I was searching for what love story did Jesus and God write to us as a black people. And what I did gather from it was the Jewish people were being spoken to from the mutilated Bible about how they were to conduct themselves, how they were to live in a cautious area, how they were supposed to protect themselves from the Hittites and Moabites and not to integrate with them, how they were to marry, how they were to divorce. All instructions were given to the Jewish people by way of the Torah. Now, as you go into the synagogues and churches, you do not find the Torah being taught in African-American churches. Now, I know when the slave master gave the nod and directions for African ministers to teach in these churches, it was a hard decision because they were not so sure if you were going to teach it like they told you to or not. So they told you to continue to teach the African that slavery was good for the country and that it is a part of our history. And they also told you to tell your people to slaves, obey your masters. It's a good thing to do. But they didn't tell you to teach the Torah. Why? And why was the Torah kept from you? And why is the Torah visited so frequently by people around the world who are non-Jewish people, who are living by the Torah, and who are faring well, I might add? And if you look at the Jewish people's lifestyle, everything they seem to touch turns to gold. Do they have the magic formula or something? Do they have a casting spell that we don't know about? Are their children faring well in school and excelling in colleges because they get together and group themselves together cohesively like a cooperative setting? Or do they have a guideline of the Torah to guide them? I wouldn't know, but most of you out there know and can confirm that answer. But what I do know is you can't keep teaching from a book that does not give you moral lifestyle, that does not change your ways. Like I told you yesterday, you cannot legislate morality. It is a faculty that must be opened up. And I learned that from Rana Nefer. He teaches on how you change the faculty that has been distorted to teach a person moral living. It's a faculty that has to be turned on in the brain, that teach you to live morally and ethically. But when our people have gone so far to the right or left, I might add, to being unmoral, immoral, and unrighteous, we have to turn to a teaching that will give us moral living again. Not just allegorical stories about Absalom and how David pursued his son and ran from his own son. It was a failing family situation where King David was running from his own son who was trying to pursue him. Now, I'm saying this because I'm sure the Jewish people had a better story to use as their prima facie case to Mark's family. And I'm sure they found other stories that will be significant for them. They weren't just reading the New Testament, but they were reading the Old Testament of the Torah. I ask you once again, should African Americans turn away from the New Testament and the King James Version and start looking to the Torah for solutions? Well, I had a discussion with a young man who was well-versed on the topic of discussion. Once again, let me open up these airways. Our chat room is open. You could come in and you can chat, and you could also be a personal part of this room at 646-478-0270. And ladies and gentlemen, we're discussing an issue, a breaking news issue that I had to open up the airways to talk about. Are we African Americans the lost sheep that we have been looking for? Are we that Hebrew people, the Jewish people, that God has promised a homeland and that God said when his people return home again, back to their homeland, Jewish homeland, to Israel, then things will be set in place. Now, there's Jews there now, and they're slowly going back than African Jews, and things haven't changed. Is it because we're that absent black people that God was referring to when we return to our homeland? Now, let me zone in to something that you should know about. There were once a group of people back in the 70s or 80s that decided that Israel was our homeland, and that they were the black Hebrews and the Jewish people that God had called back home. They collaborated, pulled themselves together across the land, and a group of them started out on a voyage, a journey back to Jerusalem. And Ben Israel, I think, was one of the gentlemen. I think I'd had a chance to meet him in the Chicagoland area. And they were on a journey going back to Israel. I won't say that it was easy. From what I gathered, it was a difficult task, and it took a long time to settle in to a proper land over in Israel. But they have done it, and they've been back to America to talk to us about their journey and about what they found there in Israel. And from what I could see, they found the land of milk and honey, a flourish. Do not know that Israel now is producing all of the world's great fruits and vegetables that are flourishing, and they have an irrigation system that works so well. And people from all over the town are touring Israel. Don't let them give you this stuff about there's wars upon wars in Israel. Things are settling down. They have tour groups that go there every year. I've been invited to go several years, and just spoke to one of the rabbis about taking a group of people there to explore that homeland for African Americans. Now, those Jewish people that left from Chicago and all over, they're still there. If things were so rough and if they weren't faring well, they would have long since come back home, but they have not. I ask you once again, people, is African American the lost black Jews, the Hebrew people that God once promised the land to? Now, we've been fussing over Africa, and I know I keep telling you we're going to Africa. Look back to homeland Africa, Arcadia land. Maybe, just maybe, my intellect tells me that we've been off course and we've been going the wrong direction, traveling and wandering around in the same direction, going the wrong way. We've got to put the car in neutral, change the gears, and turn it around. It's no harm in finding error, pointing it out, making the adjustment. We might need to take a look at Israel for many reasons, and we might understand that we are a people across the diaspora in all countries. However, Israel and Jordan and Africa plays a significant part in our life, and we are going to have to consider being holy people again, being just people again, moral people again. And when you found the people that have gone so far to the left unmorally unprudent. They have to become new people again because we've become stiff-necked and gone away from God. In the Holy Land, where the water in the ocean is so dense that you can float there, that has healing in the water, we're in position for healing. All of the things that Israel has to offer, the fruits and the vegetables and the dead sea that will heal our sick, sick body is there. But we have been looking in all the wrong places. We have been fighting over diamonds and minerals and the raw substance for too long in Africa. There are other things to inhabit that has been right at our feet that we've been offered and invited to come. My question is, will the Torah help us to see our way? Will the Torah give us a guideline for moral living? And should our children be going through bar mitzvahs and rites of passage? And should their heritage be taught as a lifestyle? I think it should. That's why we're not faring well in these schools, because we've been used to having a moral lifestyle and a way of life spiritually, which is lacking in these schools. We should have never placed our children up under that type of rulership. We should have created schools of our own which taught moral teaching and not universal teaching for children to make decisions on their own. In African races and Jewish race, the children are not telling the parents what to do. In the Jewish bar mitzvahs, the child is being handed over the rites of passage to pass into manhood or womanhood. We have an abstinence of transitioning into manhood and womanhood in our customs and traditions. We don't know which traditions to adapt in the black churches because we're not sure if we're adapting Eurocentric teachings or not. But if we embrace the Jewish Torah teachings, we can embrace what God had intended for us to have. Now, everybody knows that the Jewish have inhabited a lot of our birthright, and because we haven't stood up and taken them, a few black Jews have come across the land who happened not to be circumcised and said and stood up, "We're the Jews that you've been waiting for." They voiced their opinion and made their statement, and they came in, got the circumcision. Now they have the birthright. When will you and I stand up and raise our hand and say, "We're that lost sheep. We've been wandering long enough. We want to come home. Father, kill the fatted cow. Put a ring on my finger. Put a robe around my neck. I want to come to Jordan." When will you say that? Because there's voyages going every year back and forth to Jordan and Israel. As a matter of fact, there's one scheduled for this year of December the 3rd through the 14th. We ought to be looking at getting on that caravan. We ought to be exploring what is over in Egypt for us. And we should pick up the Torah. The bookstore should be all out of the Torah because we need to get out there and get our copy of the Torah and plant it within our teachings and lessons on a daily basis. We have a moral problem. We have a serious moral problem, and we've got to correct it. We've got to morally start teaching our children from home during Saturday schools. And if need be, we will have to form our own choice schools and start teaching morality, 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 morality. You cannot get enough morality when you have a group of people that have turned immoral. We've got to focus on real live concepts of immorality and character. E.Y. Pelu, and that's what I've been trying to teach on these airways through Afrocentristic. But they become unmoral, and they're living the Eurocentric life, and they don't want anything to do with their African gods. And when you come there speaking of their African gods, they want you to realize that that is an Islamic country, and they don't deal with their gods anymore. So what do? We say we're Christians. You can be Jewish Christians because some of the Jews have embraced Christianity, and you can still learn a righteous lifestyle. Now, I want you to understand the Egyptians had a whole other concept of living a lifestyle. We are lacking a lifestyle. We've got too much church. Church over here, church over there, church on every corner. We've got church with no morality going on, no character building going on. So what is it? Has somebody devoided the lesson or the ministry of teachings of morality? Are they afraid that people will become dissatisfied with the church and leave because you're teaching morality? You must understand you can't legislate that. It's a faculty that must be developed and moved, so you must bring meditation in the church. That is the only way you can solve a morality problem. Now, ask Dr. Ron Anetta. He'll tell you, you cannot beat morality into a person, and you cannot force morality on a person. You must take them into a deep transitional sleep where they are transitioning in their faculties and they can see their error and make the change while they're in a sublimable trance. And when they come out of the trance, they begin to work on those moral issues. So therefore, our teachings in these churches could never address morality because we don't advocate meditation in the church. But it should be. That's another faculty that needs to be brought into alliance in the church. Meditation is a prerequisite for changing the right side of the brain and utilizing what you can tap into to better your life. So you have to understand that all these New Age concepts were created for a reason, because people would not be able to hear you audibly. They have to be able to hear you in a trance. And the way they do that is take themselves into a self-directed trance to change that moral inadequacy. But we are going to have to look at our homeland. Do we have a piece of the land? Are we tied to any land? Do we have dual citizenship anywhere? Everyone wants to get rid of the African American. They say we're the problem. They want to point the finger at us morally. They want to point the finger at us for criminalism. So what have we done? Fallen lower than a refugee? If so, we must clean ourselves up. We must have some type of path or some type of method that we're using to make that change, and church won't do it anymore. It hasn't done it in all these 400 years. It will not do it anymore. Not as the way we know it. It must change. So we're going to have to look at the Torah being brought into our homes. Parents, think about getting you a Torah. Have you read the Torah today? Have you read the book? Go and get a copy of the Torah and share it amongst your family and your husband and children and loved ones and extended family members. Find out what truth is old in there for you. Also, take up a prescription of meditating on a daily basis and quiet time so that God can speak to you about your decision. And find a solution through meditating to change immorality and to change havens in your life, which are poor lifestyle. We need a quality of life. That's all we need, preacher, is a quality of life. We don't need to know any more biblical stories, and reciting them well does us no good when we can't live a moral life. We need a moral lifestyle, and you need a moral lifestyle, preacher. You're fighting right now against those demons, and you can't continue to fight them off in your own spirit. You need a morality check. And that's what I'm telling you. The Torah holds for us an opportunity to have a morality check. It holds for us a lifestyle on marriage, on education, on every subject you can think of. Why do you suppose the Jewish hold so close to the Torah in leading their lives and making changes? They are people that are consistent, and they're consistently winning in all aspects of education, the media, banking, business, you name it, I don't have to tell you. And it's not because they were beaten by the Germans that now God is favoring them. To be honest, God has favored all Jewish people, black and white alike. We just don't know who we are. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black woman. You're a Hebrew man and woman, and you're Jewish, and you need to know that. And I'm not telling you anything new or off the cuff. You've always felt in your spirit that story that was given in the Bible of the Jewish people was you. Yes, You've always felt that. I'm just reading your conscious now. And most of you know that you were different, and you probably felt that you were one of those people that were lost wandering around with Moses. And if you were, how do you get your birthright back? How do you go and tell the world that I want to claim my citizenship as a Jew now? How do you begin to go over to Israel and ask them to give you part of your land? Well, they gave it to a group of wanderers who left here. They gave them land because they know the land belongs to them. And they welcomed them. Not at first, however. They didn't. They rejected them. And they had gnashing of teeth. And they swore that they were not Jews. But eventually they warmed up to them and accepted them. And all on the news, they were talking about the uncircumcised black Jews who came back to their homeland, who knew who they were. The only question is, we don't know. The question is, why don't we know who we are? Because we're not readers, and we're not reading books, and we don't realize that books will give us information and that things are hidden within the cognitions of books. Now, I'm saying this to you because I love you, black people, and I want us to come into our own. And we've got to get over the grain house, and we certainly have got to find out who we are. We don't know who we are, so we let people define us. Kujichajalia is the word of the day. You must define for yourself and name for yourself and certainly define who you are. I know you're African-American, but put down all of that and find out where your culture comes from, and if you're inherited of some land, that it will determine who you are. And if you wandered away from Israel somehow and went to Africa, but you're Israelite, then you must wander back there. And you must wonder what is left there waiting for you and what can you inhabit there. Because a man and woman without land is nothing. They will morally self-destruct, and that's what's happening. We've got to get this moral problem in order, and we've got to show the world that we are moral people, and we've got to show them that we are readers and we can read for ourselves and find out who those lost sheep are, and we can inhabit our land. It's very important that we should talk to the preachers today, that they are doing a new thing. I'm going to stay on you, preachers, because I've been in a pulpit, I've taught Sunday school, and I've helped set up churches, and I am one of the founders of a church that is existing today. So I know the church route, and I know what goes on in the minds of the people of the cloth. Sometimes you are programmed, and sometimes you're speaking idiotically in the pulpit, knowing that that's not the right formula for your people to make a change. Sometimes you